English classes.
Good habits.
More stress.
It's difficult.
Consume our time.
More things to tackle.
Ready to succeed.
What's going
to
happen?
Being a teenager in this day and age can be a wild ride. So I turn to the people who will be the most qualified, most knowledgeable about all the things that come along with walking the line between a kid and an adult. This is Inside the Teenage Mind.
Hi, this is Alyssa Hajj, a junior at Carmel High School. And there's my friend right here.
Why can't I introduce myself?
Yeah, introduce yourself.
Okay. Hi, my name is Lydia, and I'm a junior at Carmel High School, and this is my friend Alyssa.
I am 17 years old.
I'm 16 years old.
And I am a teenager.
First, we turn to a hot-button topic in the world of teens, social media.
Everyone just uses social media, I feel like, to compare themselves with others, to just try to one-up each other.
Like body images.
Yeah, like who's the best. And everyone, it's just so, like, materialistic, and I feel like it's just not really deep, and there's just no...
There's no personal connection.
Yeah, you don't really get anything out of it, I guess.
It's like fake.
In the long run, yeah, I don't really see anything like that.
Yeah, you know what I think is like really popular? Like Insta cleanses or like right now, like I recently like just like deleted them because I think it's so toxic and you like you see your friends like hanging out without you or vice versa. And I think that just like makes people feel bad like all around and... You know, just all that toxicity. Like, you don't need that. We're stressed enough.
Then I asked Lydia and Alyssa about how they handle stress.
I handle stress by either watching Netflix or just not doing homework, like not worrying about it, or going out with friends. I think interacting with other people is the best way to de-stress. You know?
Like, personally, I feel like when I'm stressed, I'm the opposite of you. I don't like to hang out with people.
Oh.
Like, when I'm stressed, I'd rather sit there by myself and jot some things down, like, try to clear my mind, or, like, listen to music
like,
by myself.
Like, white noise?
Yeah, sometimes. Uh-huh. Just to, like, clear my mind. Because I feel like when I'm stressed, it's just because I have so many things going on in my brain that I just can't process, and I can't focus on one thing. So I feel like being alone helps me.
The coursework that teens get put through is crazy at times. So then I wondered about which classes that they feel they learn the most in.
Anatomy, math, English classes. It might not be fun, but like I feel like you learn a lot.
You don't really learn life lessons in these classes. Like I understand you learn like material, but a class I feel like I learn a lot in is choir, honestly, because I mean like we do learn like singing and stuff, but I just feel like in choir, we learn more about, like, life and, like, how to be a better person. And I feel like that's just a concept and idea that, like, you don't really see in other, like, learning-based classes.
Well, yeah. How do you define learning? Like, learning, like, material or, like, learning, like, about how to live? Like,
well, no,
you can't
there's,
really...
like, different types, I guess.
Yeah, I think...
You can learn a lot in, like, different ways.
I feel like you learn best from your friends about life and how to deal with situations.
True.
But like materialistically, like I feel like you get the most material out of like science-based classes.
Yeah, true. Like the most knowledge material.
The most knowledge from like science and math because there's so much.
Yeah, because it's like you can use those in
your
life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And about how their mindset changes the way they live.
Motivated mindset.
Work ethic.
Your willingness to do things. Mindset is just like a really hard concept. I feel like for some people to like understand, like it's not that hard, but it's just like in your mind and you can't like see your mindset obviously, but I feel like sometimes you rely on other people to like change your mindset, but then it's your own, like it's only up to you. And if you are want a willing and like motivated mindset, like no one else is there to change it for you. Like it's all up to your own brain and like your willingness to do things.
Yeah, like it comes from within. You have to work on that yourself. Mm-hmm. Like motivation, I feel like if it's ever going to come to you, it's now, not later. Mm-hmm. I know people say, like, oh, in college, I'm going to be so motivated. But, like, in reality, no, you're not. It's the same, more stress and more things to tackle. And if you don't develop those skills now, then what's going to happen?
Like, I feel like now is just, like, it's just a journey. Like, it's like a stepping stone. Like, you have to start now if you want to succeed later.
Because,
it's better to begin early and start something at this age than to try to make good habits like later on.
It's like a work ethic. Like you have to know how to deal with these things before you can move on. Yeah.
Finally, I asked them something they are passionate about and a lesson that they have learned in the last year.
I think something I'm passionate about is just trying to, I feel like,
I think not, trying to be your best self.
Yeah, trying to be your best self and not confine yourself to, like, these, like, boundaries you have. Because I feel like something that, like, people always do is, like, they're like, oh, I can only do this because that's what I'm familiar with. But, like, something I always, like, try to tell myself to do is, like, not do that. And, like, don't make these imaginary boundaries that, like, don't exist. So, like, I hope that, like, in 10 years...
So you're living outside of the box, but the box doesn't even exist.
Yeah, basically. Okay. So there's no box.
Yeah. Interesting. I think I learned, like, confidence a lot. And putting my mental health before, like, taking care of others. Like, I have to take care of myself before I can help you. Right? Yeah.
Mm. Mine would be the only opinion that matters is yours. And I know that that's something, like, a lot of people, they ask other people for opinions, and I definitely do that sometimes. But one thing I learned this year is that, like, no one actually, like, cares about you as much as you care about yourself. Like, I know that sounds, like, horrible, but, like, you're the only person that's gonna be with yourself the entire rest of your entire life. So it honestly, like, doesn't really matter what other people think. It really doesn't. Yeah. I mean, like, sometimes it does, but, like, mostly it's just yourself.
Like, be your best advocate.
Yeah, but yeah, basically. Like, you don't always need other people's approval. Like, just do whatever you want.
Yeah.
That was, like, so many sentences.
No, I liked it.
This has been Julia Sweet for Inside the Teenage Mind with WHJE.